This is Chris Novak, science editor for the AGA. I'm here in Vienna at the 2010 meeting of the European Association for the Study of the Liver with Professor Philippe Mathurin from Lille, France. Dr. Mathurin has presented some important results about early liver transplantation for patients with alcoholic hepatitis. Dr. Mathurin, can you please tell us what you spoke about?
Yes, actually the standard of care of alcoholic hepatitis is corticosteroid. Even this treatment was a little bit controversial, but I will say that now, and the American guidelines clearly recommend this treatment. But the important thing is that when you start this treatment, you have to take to tailor your therapy, because if the patient didn't have any early improvement in terms of liver function after 7 days of treatment, the probability of dying is close to 80%, and those patients are classically considered as non-responders. In our group, we develop a score which is entitled the LIL score. The score is able to identify who the patient at an early point at high risk of death. So actually, classically, those patients cannot be considered as candidate for liver transplantation, because when they come to the hospital, they are not abstinent from alcohol. And as you know, in liver transplantation, you have to be abstinent for at least 6 months to be considered as a candidate for liver transplantation. But now, as those modeling clearly shows that you are also able to identify the patient who will not be to make it in terms of survival, it's becoming a kind of unethical to tell the patient you have to wait for 6 months, and at the same time you already know that they're going to die. So for all those reasons, the French consensus on liver transplantation recommend pilot studies evaluated in highly selected patients whether or not early liver transplantation is maybe considered as an alternative therapy. In this issue, there is two things. One is you have to demonstrate whether it will improve the survival of the patient. And the second endpoint, which is very important, is also to determine whether you will have a high risk of relapse in terms of alcohol. Because if all the patients are resumed to alcohol, therefore you can consider that even you are improving survival, it's not relevant in terms of organ shortage, because we are supposed to take care of the number of donors, of the number of organs. So therefore, there is a French collaboration which has been conducted by our group between Belgium and France, and all together we decide to perform early liver transplantation only in patients highly selected, according to it has to be the first event of the disease. The patient has not to be aware to have alcoholic liver disease. And the very second important point, he has to have a supportive family member and a total consensus among the clinician and the nurse and the psychiatrist whether or not we can consider this patient. So from this, those group selected around 24 patients who were transplanted at an early point. It means that after 7 days, we calculate the score. If the score is higher than, and generally is very high score, suggesting that the patient is resistant to the therapy, clearly non-responders, at this time those patients were going to for a severe evaluation, psychiatrists, we exclude all the comorbidity, and therefore we perform the liver transplantation on those highly selected candidates. And the main results are the following. First of all, the survival are drastically improved, because we are 80, the candidate, the patient who underwent liver transplantation had a survival at around 80%, as compared to the patient non-responders who did not have the chance to be transplanted, and those patients had a survival at 35%. So definitely this strategy is improving the survival. The second point is that we show that those patients have a very low rate of relapse, because only 1 out of 24 had an alcohol relapse. So I would say that the main conclusion of this study is that clearly early liver transplantation may take place in the paradigm of the therapeutic strategy. The second point, which is very, very, very important, is that we have to confirm that with this selection criteria that we use, they are reproducible and also still able to select only the patient with a very low risk of relapse after liver transplantation, because this is crucial, because we have to take care of the organ shortage and to decide only to transplant patients who will not relapse after liver transplantation. And I think that this study has to be confirmed by others and also reproduced by our center, particularly for the issue of alcohol relapse. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mathurin. That's all from now from Vienna.
We are on time.